Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down. What do we do now? It's from the moon
out of my. This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck.
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday. We are halfway through the work week, and how about it, fans? Y'all ready for some rodeo action this weekend? Chicago is where the PBR is going to be, but there are rodeos, there are bull rides going on everywhere. And, you know, that's just kind of my new trade now. I've got to play the old Cougar and Kat Johnson commercial there as we start our shows off. It's just kind of fitting to see her name out there. And, well, shoot, we just love all you Making 8 maniacs jumping on board here with us today. Man, got to tell you, we got some news that have come across the wire here. We've been looking into here all morning long, you know, so we've got some things that we'll talk about. And like I said, the show is open for you guys. We've got some cowboy logic for the day. We got some real good stuff coming in this morning. And, wow, I see that some people are reading my tweets out there this morning. Well, we'll fill you in on that story here there too momentarily. But, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we do have a lot to talk about today. We're going to get fired up here on a Wednesday afternoon. How about we crank things up with a little bit of music here to get us going? Like I said, you know what? We're only halfway through the work week, and it's really cool because we are going live Monday through Friday from here on out. So you guys will be able to tune in Monday through Friday to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to do it just for you, the Making 8 maniacs and fans out there, and look forward to having you guys. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into the bull riding rodeo action. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8, your official voice of Buckers Now.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. It's not about to change what they don't understand. The thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, 8 second highs. Hot little cowgirl with them jeans real tight. Music sounding loud, walking out. Thank you.
radio announcer, Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I was kind of caught off guard here. You know, first off, I will tell Mr. Marty that I finally did add you to Twitter. So we are fellow tweets. And I got to tell you that I apologize, man. I've just been so daggone busy and been stepping away from the computer a little bit as well. But, okay, here it is. If you guys have been following me on Twitter this morning, you know that myself and Miss Carly Tucker out there, we're talking about some good songs, and we're talking about how it makes you want to dance. Well, yes, you know, when I've got my stereo here in my office and was just kind of cranking some tunes myself, and you know, it was just one of those deals where you just got to kind of move a little bit. And, yeah, I was kind of dancing myself. Wasn't the same song, but she definitely had a good one out there. And, well, we were kind of going back and forth. So, yeah, I was dancing a little bit this morning. Now, I did see that some of you guys said that you wanted to see video of it. Thank God I'm not on video camera. I will just say that. My two left feet were running me around in circles here in the office. Wasn't pretty. But, yeah, we're fired up here on a Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week and looking forward to hanging out with you Making 8 fans during our lunch hour shows the rest of the week. I see you guys throwing it out there for Miss Making 8 to go get the videos, huh? Well, yeah, see, I'm smarter than the average bear. I've got them locked up here in my office. So what about that? We have to use our video for, you know, bigger and better things, such as these video broadcasts we've been getting out to. Hey, and I see the comment coming in the chat room from Miss Kat Johnson. I knew it was going to happen. Wow. You know, I could have stepped in there and said something this morning about whether or not I was wearing pants, but here you go. One of our fans steps in and fills that gap and has to ask the question. Well, we'll just say that it's a good thing that I was not on video camera and leave it at that. So, yes, it was very entertaining this morning. But I'm actually kind of fired up today. I don't know what it is, but I'm just feeling good. Today is a good day. And I think we might just have to play that song about tonight. Just been a lot of fun today, and spending the last couple of days here with you, the fans. We've got some good, interesting rodeo topics that we've been discussing. Obviously, you've seen some of the PBR websites, or you've seen the PBR website as of yesterday when they put out their weekly poll about some of the things going on. You know, I did not realize until last night the reason why JB was so upset. And of course, I was watching the Brendan Clark show there on Ustream, and hopefully you fans were able to catch up with it as well. I did not realize that he did not nod his head. And that was the reason why. And now I have full understanding. I would be just as heated, just as fired up, and I don't blame him one single bit for being upset. If the man doesn't call for the gate and he gets, you know, cheated, he still covers that ride, you know, and makes it so close to that daggone whistle. I absolutely agree. I would be very upset at that whole situation as well, especially when it comes down to winning the go-round. And just like Brendan said last night, you know, this is an emotional sport, and you're going to see it. You know, if PBR chooses to put the cameras on it, you're really going to see it. So that's my opinion on that thing, and that certainly increased my feelings on that situation. And that's why I don't hesitate to stand up and make that statement, because of the fact that, you know, that is exactly what it was. That is another good point about that, Kat, and thank you very much for bringing that up, that, you know, it seems to be more of a routine with JB. I can agree with that as well. But given the situation, I have to take it for what it was, you know. Um, I see that, Carly, as well. And thank you for jumping on board here with us today. We're so happy that you're able to join us here in the chat room during the Lunch Hour Radio Show. But, the Gate Man is a huge part of that. And I'll tell you what, I don't believe that we're going to see the goofy guy with the mustache and the tall boots sitting there pulling gates anymore. Because it comes down to him cracking those latches. And, if he does it premature, that's it. You're out of there in a hurry. I don't expect that we will see him back because you're costing these riders a lot of money. And I'll tell you what, if you do see him back, you might see him with two swollen eyes. I can tell you that some of those cowboys out there, had it been Brian Corson on something like that, yeah, you can bet you that guy would have not been walking out of that arena. I know Brian Corson personally, and I have seen him go after judges before because of things like that. But it's a high risk. It's an emotional game. When you're talking about that kind of money that's at stake, like I said, these guys do not get paid whether they buck off or not. So it is a hard road, and these emotions do take over. But, yes, just as you said, Kat, if this is a routine thing for a particular cowboy, then maybe we do need to take a stronger look at those things. So I do agree with you there. I think that's a great point. Did anybody see the update on Super Duty this morning? I did see the PBR website and was kind of reading up on it a little bit, that he's going to be out indefinitely right now, that he did injure his leg. It appeared that he may have got it caught up in the bucking chute or in the panels there. As he was coming out, and they said that it was pretty obvious that he was only bucking on three legs out there, that he's pretty significantly injured there, that leg. But this may be an opportunity. They will probably send him back. Jeff Robinson is a great hand when it comes to his animals, and I believe that he's going to do everything he can to take care of them. The vet has already been looking at him and evaluating him. I'm not sure when we're going to see him back. Would absolutely love to see him back, sometime this year. But I can almost bet you what will probably happen is that they're going to put him out there in the pasture for a little bit, probably draw a little bit of a semen to breed with some good bucking calves. And then they'll see, maybe evaluate him for next year, put him in the pen a little bit and buck him out a little bit. I don't want to see him come back too early because I know that can be detrimental to a bull. And if you're a stock contractor out there, you know what I'm talking about. Speaking of which, we do have some Buckeye fans in the house here listening in right now. And I got to say a big old shout out to you guys as well. We're kind of missing our overseas fans, our European bull riders. At least we know Jens is not here with us as he's moving from Denmark to Germany, and want to wish him best in his safe travels as well. Look at that. The link girl, Miss Barbara, posting out there already on the releases, and you got to love it. Absolutely got to love it. You guys are the workhorses behind the show. I'm just the one that gets to sit back and run my gator for an hour. I love it. But, yeah, you guys definitely do a lot. We appreciate you for it. It's one of those situations that when a bull is dealing with an injury like that, it's rough. It's rough on a stock contractor too, because everybody loves to see Super Duty. Formerly known as Major Payne, was in contention for Bucking Bull of the Year last year, and I think he was making a pretty strong run this year. Although Bushwhacker, I think, has it hands down. You can't take a bull that's going to make the record-breaking, point scores, average bull marks, twice this year already. I just think that he's going to win it hands down, especially now that Super Duty is not in the picture for an undisclosed amount of time. So, I see that Miss Christie has been out doing some homework out there and watching some of the differences between the Brazilians and the Americans on certain particular bulls, and saying that you're not seeing much of a difference there. I will tell you this, that you will not see it on all of the bulls, but there are particular type of bulls when you go back and watch. And you watch an American rider take his wrap and have that bull come out of the gates that really bucks, and it's got a lot of drop kick to him. and then you watch a Brazilian get on that same bull, and you're going to see less of a buck. That was what I was getting at, that you're going to see more of a flat spinning. Now, the intensity is still going to be there for that bull, but you're going to see more of a flat-type spinning bull. He's not going to get as much air. Doesn't say he's not going to buck. It just means that he's not going to get as much air with those Brazilians. The reason why is because he can't catch his air. He can't get that intensity because he can't breathe. And that is my point that I was saying the other day. And I hope that you guys will take that for what it is. But go back and watch some of the videos. That's what I was really referring to, is watching these bulls and how these animals buck with the American riders on them and with the Brazilian riders on them. Watch the same bulls, and you'll see that there is a difference. There may not be in all of the bulls, and some of the bulls just know how to get it, you know. But I will tell you that if you watch a number of different Brazilians compared to a number of the Americans, that you will see a huge difference. But that was my point, and I know that there may be some of you that may agree with me. There may be some of you that don't agree with me, and I completely respect that. It's just my observation being around rodeos for the period of time that I have, being able to compete, that I know that these bulls buck differently. And I was just trying to bring that out to you in hopes that you will actually recognize that. But like I said, I don't say anything bad about the Brazilian riders. I think that these guys definitely have a handle on things, you know, but do I feel like it's the same advantage, because the bull riders are not riding the same way. I personally, as an American, could never take my rap as tight as what these Brazilians do. That I could never get a tight pull on my bull rope that way. I didn't feel like it was necessary. And personally, I rode better with a bull that did buck, you know. But it's the riding styles, it's what fits. I see the comment in there. Thank you, Ms. Cap, for updating. Myself and McKinnon Wimberly have been going back and forth this morning. I did see McKinnon's post. You know, now this guy's got a queen size bed, and he's talking about being cramped in there with Mesa and the dogs. Well, I explained to him that there was a story this morning, and I don't know if you guys saw that on Twitter either, but when Mrs. Macon 8 and I first moved down here to Florida, we had just gotten married. We had a one-year-old baby, and we had myself, Mrs. Macon 8, our baby, our one-year-old, and a dog, a golden lab, in a twin-size bed. That was all that we had. So we were cramped in a twin-size bed. Now, you talking about sleeping cozy? Yes, I definitely did not need blankets out there, because I was wrapped up from head to toe with dogs and babies and the wife and everything else. So, yes, we were very close. And then McKinnon had brought up the point that it was, still better than having to, having to sleep in that bed, that hospital bed with Mesa every night. And I said, I agree with him 100%, because I had been there as well. When I sustained my injury, I absolutely refused to let them take my wife and send her home. I told her that I was going home if Mrs. Macon 8 was not going to be there with me. And so she ended up sleeping in the same bed with me as well, in ICU, as a matter of fact. It was not a pretty picture, and we had to pull some strings on that one. But, hey, I was not going to stick around that hospital and sleep in that daggone cold hospital bed, especially because of the fact that I had spent so much time. And I would say that it was probably a couple months that we did that, sleeping on a twin-size bed. But, you know, when you get so comfortable with sleeping with somebody so close, it does make it hard. Now, I will tell you that there's always times where it is a breath of fresh air to be able to stretch out on a bed, but, you know, it's always nice to sleep close to somebody as well. So anyway, that's my little perspective on that. Yes, McKinnon and I have been having conversations about that this morning. But, yeah, he's seems to be doing pretty well. If you guys have seen the pictures there that Mesa had posted, it looks like he's back on horse. And, you know, it's great to see him out there, and want to wish him the best as he's still recovering. Now, I will tell you, too, I did see MesaBuckingBull.com is coming your way very soon. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned to that. I saw that fresh out of Mesa's post this morning. I believe it was on Facebook, and you guys can look forward to that. MesaBuckingBulls.com will be coming at you. So looks like she's starting to get some things in order, and I think that that's very cool. Maybe all this time with McKinnon, you know, maybe he's, you know, helping her putting some things together. I know that's what I did when I was injured, and I was at home recovering because I couldn't work and I couldn't get out and do what I needed to do, sitting around the house. That's when I broke open a laptop and started working on making8.com. So there's a little bit of information for you fans as well. Anyways, you know what? We've got to get a contest put together here real soon. I got to get with Cowboy Dave, and, of course, you heard us play his song here just a little bit ago. But, yeah, I really do. We got to get another contest put together for you fans. Now, I will tell you that BuckersNow.com, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of points jumping up there. I know that Marty is trying to chase me down, and I'm currently sitting in third behind Miss Emily, who is actually not in our chat room today, and she is missed. But I see that Miss Barb and Miss Emily have been going at it for that top race, and we're giving away a belt buckle. They're going to be ordered here in the next couple months. We're still looking at them, but within the next month or so, I would say that we will have that belt buckle ordered for the end of the year as our Buckers Now participation points make an eight champion will be crowned after the NFR this year. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned to that. And get over to BuckersNow.com. Transfer your pictures from Facebook. You can do that. So, you know, it'll help get you guys some points out there. We want to get you guys getting things going. So, you know what? I see that, Miss Christie, that there's not been an adjustment for I'm a Gangster on the fantasy pick for that bull score. And I'm, you know, I don't know. I would love to get an answer as to why. I really would. I just really think that, you know, it's something that we need to do. Now, Iron Man, you say that those two girlies are hard to catch, but I don't agree with you there, amigo. I think that you can catch them quite easily. All you got to do is go out there and recruit some of your friends. If you know some of those guys, get over there to European Bull Riders. Get over there and start talking to your Facebook fans and get them recruited over there to BuckersNow.com and get them signed up, you know. And then you can actually, I believe that there's a way that you can post a link on that. But if not, you know, if you have a significant person there of some major interest that maybe want to be a part of this, like, for instance, Luke Kaufman, some of those guys that Making Eight, yours truly, has actually signed on, you know, you can bring them over there and get them on board, you know, and get some participation points that way. Like I said, you can transfer all your pictures. You can communicate out there. I just recommend you guys get over there to BuckersNow.com every day, log in. Now, here's the key, too. Some of the times, you know, and a lot of computers where it will keep you logged in, you know, every time you go to it, it won't give you those points. But if you log out and take that time and log back in, you get five points every time you log in. So that could help you, you know, in the long run. It is a long season. We've got a lot of different events. Create events. Create events for the lunch hour rodeo show, whatever you know is going on in your area, post an event about it, you know, and, you know, get your points that way. Link up your events posted through your Facebook. And, you know, I'm telling you, it all helps out. And you get those points, you'll get up there. And we are giving away an awesome buckle this year. It's going to be the first buckle we're giving away to our fans out here. And I think it's going to be a really cool thing for that winter. I mean, this is going to be a memorable one, and you're going to want to hang on to it for sure. So, let's see. Yeah, you know, I see your comment coming back in there, Christy, about the I'm a Gangster fantasy score. It looks like there have been several complaints about that. I don't know. I really don't. I would love to have at least an explanation on why he only got three judges' scores. I really would. So I think that would be most appropriate anyways for us fans that are participating in it. So I'm just trying to check some of my Twitter updates that are coming across my phone right now. We got about 30 minutes left in the show there, fans. Want to let you guys know. Oh, do not forget, Mike Anderson, Short Go Radio. Don't forget to go check him out this Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as he's going to have another special guest with him. And, you know, he's been putting on some pretty good events. He's just getting things started with his radio broadcast. So you guys make sure to tune in with him. And, you know, he's very interested in having your feedback. So you guys, you know, get over there. Send him some messages. You can find him on Facebook. Leave him some notes there on Blog Talk. And, you know, I know that he'll be happy to take your questions or your concerns. And, you know, this guy's got a lot of channels. He knows how to bring in a lot of good guests. I mean, obviously he's had, you know, J.W. Harris and several of these other guys on board. He had McKinnon Wimberly's dad, you know. I mean, so you guys don't miss out on the opportunity to check out his great shows and listen to him talk a little bit. His shows run from 6 to 6:30. That'll give you a 30-minute break to go run, do what you need to do, get your stuff geared up for the Back on the Ranch show Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you know, so you can check that out and get ready for your PBR action following us. So it's a cool thing. But, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there to you guys as well. Thank you, Ms. Barr, for posting that link there in the chat room. We certainly appreciate it. So if you guys are not over there and adding him to your favorites, please do that. I'm trying to read the comment coming in. I did not see where Cord had made that statement. You'll have to fill me in a little bit more there, Miss Christie, or maybe one of you other fans out there know. Did Cord ever say where Oh My Gravy t-shirts can be purchased? I'm not real sure about that. But, hey, he is on Twitter, so get over there and ask him, you know, if you guys haven't already. So that would be helpful. Now, hopefully, Miss Christie, that you also have your Making Eight Maniac shirt already. I would hope that you would get one of ours along with maybe one of those Oh My Gravy shirts. So there you go. Miss Carly out there posting out there, I believe it's her sister-in-law that may run that business. So great. Thank you for posting that there, Miss Carly. See, I'm telling you, look at that. You know, Miss Carly on top of her game right there, actually blowing out Miss Barb and throwing the link out. Wow, love it. Absolutely love it. That's great. And we sure do appreciate you able to join in here with us. You know, I mean, we don't get to see a whole lot here on our lunch hour show, so it's nice to have you here on board. And we've also got some guests and want to let you guys know that if you guys are tuned in to us, you guys sign up with Blog Talk. You can link it up with your Facebook and whatnot. Come on down here and sign up with us. Jump in the chat room. We want to hear from you guys. Love hearing your questions or comments as we sit back and we talk some rodeo, we talk some bull riding, and we find out what's going on. Obviously, yesterday we had sleeping Shane Hanchy on here with us, and as he was at home here enjoying his week, getting things geared up for Rodeo Houston, as well as being over in Austin, and hopefully Miss Kat Johnson will be able to get out there and hang out with the Cooper boys as well and maybe be able to see some of those guys. Now, I did not get a full confirmation. I do know that the Cooper boys will be in Austin, Miss Kat. However, I do not know what days that they are drawn up there. It may be different from the days that Shane is in there. You know, these guys don't always get in the same shows at the same day. So, you know, if it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type thing, you may see Shane on Friday with Tuff and Clint on Saturday, you know. So make sure to keep checking it out and check out the draw sheets. You might be able to find out something there. If you go to the PRCA's website, you might be able to find something. So, but anyways, just letting you guys know that that's what's going on. We've also got some things to talk about here. Yes, Rodeo Austin, and same as Rodeo Houston, it goes on for like 2 weeks. So you'll see these guys drawn up on different days. And so I would certainly recommend trying to keep up and check out the day sheets that you can find on the PRCA's website from time to time. Hopefully that they will have those up for you, and you'll be able to find out who's going to be drawn up on what days, so you'll know who to look for out there. And I'm sure that you can hunt them down, being the cougar that you are. So Anyways, with that being said, we're going to jump out here, take another short break. Fans, when we come back, we'll talk some more bull riding, some more rodeo action with you, the fans. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, started to cut. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, falling out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, started to cut and win it. I got myself back up, bare down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on.
The saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com and Rank Bull Apparel. That's right. You know, we haven't talked a whole lot about Rank Bull, but I will tell you that we are in the works of some big things right here with Making Eight, Buckers Now, and Rank Bull Apparel, kind of merging together. If you guys saw the broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina for the NBR Finals, you know that we are out there with not only the lovely Kat Johnson, but we were out there with Carter Hall of Rank Bull Apparel. We kind of made things, we kind of started working things out there where we would develop this partnership where we are going to be the official voice for them as well. And want to let you guys know, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot more Rank Bull Apparel at stores near you, at places you guys have never seen before. I mean, it's just going to jump out. You really are going to start seeing this stuff out at events. You're going to definitely see them out at events that we're going to, as we're going to be able to help carry some of those, some of the things coming out for Rank Bull out there to these events. So you're going to see it more and more. And like I said, we're just, we're kind of, you know, gearing up for, you know, we want to have a very busy summer. We're looking to really get out and start doing a whole lot of work. We're just kind of playing some things back behind the back scenes and working on getting some things developed that are going to improve our broadcasting deals for you fans out there. You know, these live video streams that we're doing are a great thing. We love having you fans on board with them. If you guys have not seen them, go back and watch the archives and give us some suggestions. We're very open to some of the things that, you know, you guys would like to see, because, like I said, these broadcasts are more for you. You know, we're not out there trying to just promote sponsors and just promote things like that. We want to bring you guys as much action as we possibly can. And, you know, like I said, as Cat Johnson knows, when we were at Raleigh, North Carolina for the NBR Finals, we can definitely make some of those things happen when we get out there to these events, especially when you guys have an opportunity to jump out there with us and hang out. We want to make it worth your while. We want you to have a very enjoyable experience when you're going out to these bull rides and supporting these associations out here. You're seeing the future of the sport right there. I mean, you know, being up there in North Carolina. Speaking of, we actually got word that Josh Faircloth actually won the PBR Touring Pro event this weekend in Alabama. So congratulations to him. Now, Josh Faircloth, we have seen on the PBR Tour. He's been on the Built for Tough Series a little bit this year already. We've seen him last year on the Built for Tough Series. This is a guy that's going to make a name, and there is no question that you're going to see him riding very soon. Another one who is his roommate, in, Carlos Garcia, you're going to also see that name very soon. And you guys have had a firsthand experience being able to watch him right here on the Sieber broadcast as we brought you the Sieber Finals from Murfreesboro. We also brought you the Coleman, Alabama broadcast. We've got some from earlier this year in Statesville, North Carolina, Fife, Alabama. And Josh Faircloth is at those as well as Carlos Garcia. And you guys definitely want to go check those out. I'm just catching word here that it looks like that Miss Cat has posted a blog about cowboy names. I'm going to have to go back and check that out. And, yes, Miss Cat Johnson, Carlos Garcia would be a fellow New Yorker and a great guy. I mean, a great all-around guy. You talk about it, just a guy that carries himself well. He's going to be up there in those standings. He's going to be one of the top 40 bull riders. And I know that Cat, I believe, had an opportunity to meet him up in North Carolina. You know, I know that, like I said, just being able to sit down with him, he is a great guy. Also reminds me, Humps and Horns will be coming out with their edition here very, very soon. So you guys make sure to get a hold of this month's edition of Humps and Horns. You can go find it at humpsandhorns.com. Thank you, Ms. Barber, for posting that link for Ranked Bull Apparel. And I believe that we'll probably see one here momentarily for Humps and Horns. And, yeah, you definitely don't want to miss out on that. I see the link that Ms. Cat posted out here, and I'm gonna have to save this one and go back and check it out here after a while, just as soon as I get a chance to make a break. We got about 20 minutes left in our show. Still looking to take your calls. If you guys want to jump on board here with us, we'd be happy to have you on board. 646-915-9940. Carlos, so I do see that you were able to meet with Carlos there, Miss Cat Johnson, and that is awesome. Like I said, he is just a real upstanding guy. There you go. That's the link I was looking for, Miss Barb. Thank you very much. If you guys do not have your edition or have not seen when the March edition will be coming out, you guys make sure to go check it out. Wow. Well, how about that? I've never had that happen before. That has got to be the strangest thing. We're going to have to call this day Wacky Wednesday, because that's the first time that I have lost. You know, I actually was still showing connected to the Blog Talk through my cell phone, so it seemed like I was still dialed in, but yet I lost it on my switchboard there on the computer. Never had anything like that happen before. That's strange. Wow. That's interesting. I'm just getting word here as well that Mike Anderson of Short Go Radio is going to be working on getting those day sheets for me for Rodeo Austin. And as soon as he gets them, he'll send them over to me, and so that way we can get them out here to you fans as well. I did see that, Miss Kat Johnson, that the Confessions of a Romance Rider, that was very interesting by far. That makes for some very interesting storylines. And Kat, I got to tell you, if you guys are anywhere near the area, you guys have got to take the opportunity to go meet Miss Kat Johnson out there. It is certainly one of you will not be disappointed by running into her. She is just such a great woman, and I'm not sure. I don't think she's traveling out there this year, this time to Texas with her husband, but just a great, great people, and they are just great rodeo fans, and we're just glad to have them supporting us. So, anyways, back to the action here. Now that we got that all wrapped up, I'd never seen that before. Like I said, I lost it off my switchboard. Maybe I do have another virus in here. So it looks like Kat is flying solo out here. No husband on board. Look out. The cougar is loose. So, sorry, I just had to give you a hard time about that there, Miss Kat. I don't know, though. If your bosses are anything like you, that would make for one big party. And I would love to be able to go hang out with the Kat Johnson Cougar crew. Wow. Anyways, moving right along here, before I start getting or start losing fans for, you know, some sort of harassment out here. But anyways, we got about 14 minutes left in our show here. Let's see if I can go back. We did have some good cowboy logic thrown at us here at the beginning of the show, and guess what? It's already moved beyond. So, Miss Christy, I know that you had posted some great cowboy logic out here this morning. I've also got some that I'm going to share with you here, but let's hear it. If you can go back and pull that up. In the meantime, I'm going to check my Twitter here real quick and see what we've got coming across the wire. Let's see. Trying to check some things out right now. Nobody loves me, it seems like. I'm not getting enough tweets. But anyway, moving right along, I did have some good cowboy logic that came across the wire this morning that I did want to share with you. Now I just have to go back and find it. And, of course, it's one of those things that, you know, would be buried away, and hopefully it didn't disappear on me because I had a great, great cowboy logic that I wanted to share with you guys this morning. So let me see if I can get back down here to it. Well, I know that it was here. I seen it, I promise you. But, yes, here's the one coming at you from Miss Christy. If you're riding a high horse, there's no way to get down gracefully. And that, to me, is some great cowboy logic that I think we should all definitely take a strong look at when we look at ourselves. You know, it definitely means a lot. So, wow. Let me go back. I cannot believe that I do not have this cowboy logic for the day. But thank you very much, Miss Christy. That was most appropriate for today. I think that was an awesome cowboy logic. Let's see. Man, I know that it would be in here, and like I said, wouldn't you know? I also got word that there is a new bull riding school that will be coming up June 1st through the 5th. Be $300. It's in New Mexico. It's from the Riding on Face. It's also going to be a Bible camp out there. Might be a great opportunity for you guys to get involved, and would certainly love to have you guys be a part of that if you guys are in that area and are interested. It's only $300. Meals will be provided. There'll be a Bible study every morning. There'll be on-site camping trailers or tents. There's also hotel services out there in that area. So if you guys are interested for more information, make sure to get a hold of me, and we'll try to find out about that. But it will be held in New Mexico. Man, what a way to start off a summer vacation. You know, head out to New Mexico and go hit up a bull riding school out there. I think that would certainly be worth the investment. So, well, let's see here. I cannot believe that I had lost it. I had it all set up this morning. It was set right to go right to that area there on my Facebook page, and just wouldn't you know, it wouldn't be here when I need it. So what are you going to do? Hey, that's the life of being a busy person and having lots of friends. I just know that it's in here somewhere, though. Wow. Can't believe it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Also want to let you guys know that this weekend there will be a CBER-sanctioned event held right here in the Sunshine State, and it's going to be held in Moorhaven, Florida. Not sure if we're going to get down there or not, but you never know what making eight, you know. Anything can happen, I will tell you that. So just stay tuned to making eight as we kind of let y'all know what's going on, and we'll go from there. So, like I said, I apologize to you. We're just having the worst luck with Cowboy Logic here recently. Thought we had everything lined up. That's 2 days in a row, I think, that it's happened to. But, hey, we're halfway through the week. We've got just a couple more days left, and I can promise you that they're going to be exciting. We're going to get some guest callers hopefully on board here within the next couple days as we're still working on some of these guys. I know that they're kind of busy. I know that the PBR will be making its next stop in Chicago this weekend, and hopefully you guys are geared up and ready to tune in for that. Last Cowboy Standing is coming up momentarily, so make sure that you guys get geared up for that. If you guys do not have a place, do not have a way to order pay-per-view like myself, you want to go find a place that's going to be hosting it in your area. This would be a great time to try to get together a PBR meetup. And if you guys need some recommendations or some help with that, feel free to give me a call. Go over to making8.com. Check out my contact page. It's also posted on my Facebook profile. You guys, give me a shout. Would absolutely love to hear from you and try to help you guys coordinate so you can get together and have a PBR meetup to make sure that you can watch this pay-per-view event, which is the Last Cowboy Standing, and most definitely do not want to miss out on it. Let's see. Looks like Miss Carly's going to be at the Albuquerque PBR event, and that is awesome to hear. We're going to be looking forward to your tweets as you send us some updates out there, hopefully. And hopefully, I don't know, Miss Shannon Taylor, Taylor Truck and Auto, you know, that young Megan A. Maniac knows how to get out there and send some tweets. And hopefully you do too. We love hearing from you guys out there while you're out there at these events. Make sure to send Flint lots of tweets. Give him a hard time while he's out there in the arena as well. I see that Miss Kat is giving me some great advice called a pen and paper. And you know what? I absolutely do need to have more of that around. I figured, you know what? It's posted out there. I'll just go back to it. No big deal. Well, wouldn't you know, 2 days in a row that it would come back and hit me in the you know what. Let's see. Here's Marty's Cowboy Logic for the day. Put the past on your you know what and look straight ahead. So there's some Cowboy Logic for you today, courtesy of Marty as well, and we appreciate it there, amigo. Well, I think that's going to wind up our show here for the day, and got to tell you that we do appreciate everybody for jumping on board. Great to see Miss Carly here with us, and hopefully you'll be back here real soon. I will tell you guys that we did move, and we are going to have a Friday show as well, so you guys can look forward to that. I know that we have got a lot of our Making 8 Maniacs that are out here working. Hopefully you guys are having a great Wednesday, and it carries over to Thursday as well. So until tomorrow there, fans, y'all get a grip with Making 8.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.